Hey friends, I'm Ashley Parker, the host of Splash of Ash, the podcast. Join me as I sip on my iced coffee and hold my crystals as we chat all things to empower you to get up and show up every single day. Things like your morning routine and how you talk to yourself. You know, all the things that make you your best self. I'll be bringing you a drop of good vibes, a dash of confidence, and a sprinkle of inspiration. Get ready to envision and step into a better you. It's time to level up. This moment counts.
What is up, fam bam? It's me, it's your girl Ash, the host of Splash Fashion Podcast. Welcome back. Here we are, cruising through 2024. It is May. Yes, it is. I don't know about you, but my life has been busy, busy, busy. And for all the amazing, good, fun reasons, but my gosh, I feel like I can't catch my breath. So today, I am going to be sharing with you guys 5 tips to help you and me commit to our mental health and wellness journey and lifestyle, right? So you're here because you want to show up for your life in your full potential, right? You want to live up to who you're meant to be. You want to shine big. You want to do big and great things. But it can be so freaking hard when you got kids, when you got a dog, when you got a full-time job, when you got a husband and a wife, when you got to take care of your mom or your dad, when you got siblings and cousins and events, or maybe you just have to cook dinner and do the dishes and put your kids to bed and then put the laundry away, right? It's really hard to do big things, show up, be great all the time, and shine your light when life is happening. But it's also really easy to make excuses as to why we're not living up to who we're meant to be in this world because of all those reasons that I just talked about. And I find myself doing that too, right? Well, I'm not where I want to be because my job is busy. I'm not where I want to be because I bought a house. I'm not where I want to be because we have a dog. I'm not where I want to be because fill in the blank. Maybe you feel like you're not where you want to be because you're placing blame on other people, right? It's outside of your control where you want to be. I don't have control of that, Ashley. I don't. And it's hard. Part of the reason why I know you love listening to this show is because I give it to you straight. You do, and I do have control over who we are and how we show up. I say it all the time. If it's not already, that should be your morning mantra. As soon as you roll out of bed and you start to complain because you're tired, you didn't sleep, because you hate your job, because you're fighting with your spouse, I want you to roll out of bed and I want you to say, I have total control over who I am, what I do, how I feel, and what I say and think. If you begin to program your mind to truly believe that you are in total control of all of that, your life will change. If you take back your control, if you stop believing in your bullshit, if you stop believing in the external factors that you think are inhibiting you from becoming who you want to be and achieving your goals, if you stop believing in that narrative, your life will shift because you will begin to make decisions based off of what you want to do in this life. You will begin to make decisions based off of who you want to be in this life. And that's powerful. When you accept that you are responsible for the outcome, that's powerful. I played sports growing up, a lot of sports. Sports. I loved it. Those are some of my most memorable and favorite memories. Traveling with my dad, with my mom, playing soccer. It was memorable for me, and it's helped to shape who I am today, sports. If sports isn't your jam, that's fine. Stay with me, okay? Just stay here. No matter if your sport is an individual sport or it's a team sport, no matter what, the outcome is up to you. How you play in that game, how you show up in that game, it plays a role in the outcome. right? And the success or the failure of the team. This life is for you. It's an individual sport, this game of life. And it's the same as a sport. Just how far you go is up to you. Just like in sports, you practice, right? You do fundamental drills and you condition yourself and you show up and you keep going and you play again. You try and you try again. Such is life. You wake up and you do your very best to be the best version of yourself every single day. And if you do that and you be intentional with what you choose to do, the outcome will be different. So today I want to give you guys 5 tips to help you to commit fully in the midst of your busy, chaotic, crazy good life. 5 tips so that you can commit in the midst of all that to your health and wellness, right? To the best version of you, because that's all that this mental health and wellness is doing for us, right? When we focus on those things, it's helping us to become better, to do bigger things, because we're confident, because we're sure of who we are, and we're clear on what we want to do. So here we go. Number one, you have to know your why. You have to know why you're doing what you're doing. You have to have the concrete below the surface for the building blocks. You have to know the reason why you want to make these changes in your life. You have to know the reason behind why you're working so hard. What's your why? Write it down. Put pen to paper. Get so clear on your why, because it will be the reason that you choose to keep going. Number two, you have to have a plan. You have to know why you're doing what you're doing, and then you have to have a plan. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail, right? That is cliche, but I said it, I'm going to say it again. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. You are literally planning your failure if you have no actionable steps to your greatness, to anything, towards your goals. Any goal, any achievement in life has to have a plan. A plan will not only be the stepping stool towards momentum, but it will absolutely help you make the changes easier to handle. Because you have a plan, you know what's going on. It will serve as your roadmap during this transition period. Number three, you have to be willing to commit to small, realistic changes. I don't care if you're trying to lose weight. I don't care if you're trying to start a side hustle. I don't care if you're trying to build a fence in your backyard. I don't care what you're trying to accomplish in this life to be a greater version of you. You have to commit to these realistic changes. You can totally get rid of all the junk food and the toxins and the unhealthy habits in one day, right? Like quit cold turkey. We're done with it. We're throwing out all the junk food in our cabinets. But for the majority of people, that will not stick. Small actionable steps will keep you moving towards your big, massive goals and dreams. It will keep you moving forward towards that better version of you, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Number four, you have to understand that setbacks are expected. Setbacks are going to happen. Bumps in the road are going to be there, you bet. The list of things that can suddenly pop up are endless. I hate to say it, but that's called life. Right, we never know what's going to hit us today, tomorrow, next week, next year. We never know. But setbacks happen. I do know that. And you have to learn to roll with it. You have to learn to expect them, to learn from them, to pick yourself back up and to keep moving forward, because you have your why under your feet, in your heart, in your mind. So you're just going to keep going. You're not going to stop because you expect them. You're not shocked when things go wrong. You're not shocked when your plan crumbles to the ground. You get up, you pivot, you adjust, and you just keep moving forward. Each day is a new day. It's a new start. It's a new opportunity to do it again and to do it better, just 1% better. This is a mindset. You have to have a resilient mindset to do great things in this life. There is nobody that you look up to in this world that has not encountered some sort of setback, that has not tried to get through a setback and fail, that has not gone through a setback and successfully moved through it, not around it, but through it. All the people that you look up to, they've done it. All of your mentors, all of your role models, they've gotten through hard stuff, and you can too. You've gotten through hard stuff before, so I know you can get through hard stuff again. It will only make you better in the end. It's all learning. All the things that you're learning along the way to get from A to Z, they're learnings for your next chapter. Number 5, I need you to hear me when I say this. Believe in yourself. We don't have enough belief in ourselves. We don't. We believe in our friends. We believe in our bosses. We believe in our coworkers. We believe in the girl on Instagram. We believe in everybody but us. And that's a shame, because what you believe, you can absolutely achieve. Quiet down the doubtful voice in your head that tells you the lies. You can't, you won't. There is no way. You are not good enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not strong enough. You're not tall enough. You are capable of making changes, the necessary changes in your life to accomplish anything in this world. And let me tell you a secret. You are not any less special than the next person who has already done it. The secret sauce, the magic sauce, is already in you. And you have to believe that deep down you can do it. Because if you believe that you cannot do it, if you cannot accomplish the things that you want to go on and do, it's going to be so much harder to make it to the finish line because you don't believe it yourself. Close your eyes and picture this life that you want. Close your eyes and picture you achieving this goal. How does it feel? What does it look like? What are you doing? What are you saying? Visualize your greatness. So yes, life is busy. Life is crazy. Life is unexpected at times, but it is so beautiful and wonderful. And you should be grateful to wake up and get to do this life. But if you do these 5 things, you will notice a commitment level to yourself, your dreams, your goals, your mental health and well-being that you've never experienced before, because you will be fully in. Bet on yourself. I bet on you. My goodness. You are incredible. You should be proud of you for all the things that you already have done, and you are not done yet. You are unstoppable. And yes, you freaking can. There you have it. I hope you're fired up to go do big things. This is your year. This is your month. This is your week. Go attack it. Newsflash, one life. This is it. Send this to someone who needs to be fired up for life. You know the drill. I'll be back next week on Tuesday for yet another episode. Go be great today. And don't forget to show up. I'll talk to you guys next week. Goodbye. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope it brought you tons of value. If you loved what you heard or know someone who would, please share it with them. If you want to learn more about what I'm up to, you can find me on social at @a_splashofash and my website, splashofash.com. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. Change your everyday, change your life.